Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Sideline. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette, my co-host,
Morgan Matz.
And in today's episode, we will be talking about finishing our fantasy football series with tight ends, our top 20 tight ends. If you agree with us, disagree, have your own top 20, tweet us. You can tweet me at @A_Ouellette31.
And me at MorganMatz1.
And make sure if you find it's getting harder for you to go on to Blog Talk Radio and find if we've got a new episode up and going, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Sideline. We've got that up and running. Right now we just have our running backs, but our top 20 running backs, but future episodes will be going on to the site. And that's about it. So let's start off 20-11. Do you want to go first or
give her?
Give me? I got her. Okay. 20, Hooper. 19, Burton. 18, Kittle. 17, McDonald. 16, Watson. 15, Seferian Jenkins. 14, Howard. 13, that's maybe a tough, Njoku. 12, Ebron. And 11, Eifert.
Okay, I got Vernon Davis, Benjamin Watson, Seferian Jenkins, Njoku, Austin Hooper, Virgil Green, Jesse James, Jared Cook, Luke Wilson, Tyler Eifert.
So, looking at 11 to 20, tight ends, it was a tough one.
Tight ends was definitely tough for me.
Trying to name 20 tight ends.
Yeah, it was a little tough compared to going from wide receivers or quarterbacks, known guys.
Running backs,
and then tight ends.
It's you've got to find the offense that they utilize the tight end, because sometimes offenses
like
don't really.
A Tyler Eifert, he would be higher on my list if he had a better team. Like, he's 11 on my list. He would probably make my top 10 if Andy Dalton wasn't his quarterback.
And also, Eifert injuries. That's a huge thing that I've noticed. Where would you like to start?
Well, Njoku, where do you have him on your list?
13.
See, I have him 17 on my list, but
New quarterback.
Younger guy. I don't know. Like, and I think now that they added Landry, but they're not going to be relying on their tight end as much. You know, they have Landry now, so I just think that they're going to want to target him more.
But bringing in Landry too, if he's going against, say, a Jalen Ramsey, he's going to be covered.
Yeah, then I guess then you'll have more option at Njoku.
And Tyrod Taylor, he's a dink and dunk guy, so I can see him really using the tight end in their offensive system. But yeah, I'm 13. He could draw, but I take him as like a backup, like if I don't get one of my top guys.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my guy.
So Jesse James didn't make your list, but Vance McDonald did. I'm a little hurt about that.
I don't know. I haven't really watched much Steelers games, but the fact is they did have Jesse James, who I liked, but then why did you go trade for Vance McDonald? If you really like Jesse James, why wouldn't you want to include, like, he's what, 6'7"?
Yeah, he's a pretty big guy.
Like, why wouldn't you want that on the field? The fact that they traded for Vance McDonald last year is kind of the reason why I'm like,
well, you could say the same about the Patriots though with Gronk. They've always got a good backup. Yeah. Who's a starter on a different team.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they've had Bennett, Dwayne Allen, two guys that are starters. Yeah. On different teams. I don't know. I just, maybe they...
Well, they also run a lot of dual tight ends.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Steelers guy, so you'd be the one to know.
I don't know. I just think that Jesse James is going to have a really good year. And he's, like you said, he's 6'7". He's a big red zone target.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that that's the guy Big Ben looks for first in the red zone.
Okay. You don't have Kittle. Or is he up there higher?
I don't have Kittle. Because, being honest to everyone right now, I've never even heard of Kittle before. Mm. Like, who is that?
49ers tight end.
Yeah, who are the 49ers again? Who do they have on their team?
That's the thing. That's why I kind of had him sneak in at 18. It's because looking at the wide receiver threats around for Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't really know if he has much.
So you're thinking that Jimmy Garoppolo is kind of going to be like when Andrew Luck had Dwayne Allen. That was his main guy to go to.
Yeah, or what would be another good example?
Or like a Jimmy Graham back in Saints with Drew Brees.
Yep. Give me a second. I'm going to look up Kittle stats to see.
Okay.
And you can address anyone you'd like to address.
Luke Wilson. New team this year. Goes to Detroit. You know, he's speedy. I just think that me personally, if I have the chance, I'm taking him as my backup this year.
Yeah.
I think that he's going to average good points. Drew Stafford, I know he's more of a deep threat guy. He throws deep all the time. But got to kick it off every once in a while to your guy.
Okay. Finding Kittle stats. He was a rookie last year. That's correct. He didn't get going until probably the end of the year, thinking the connection with Jimmy G. He ended the year off with 2 10-point games. As a backup tight end.
As a backup guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That could win or lose you the fantasy week.
Yeah, but...
I had lots of fantasy week last year where I just squeaked it out because Travis Kelce has that one... really good game, and then my backup's averaging 8 points. Like, I'm just squeaking out some wins.
Yeah. Safarian Jenkins. If he used to be a Jet. He signed this offseason with the Jags, I believe.
Yep.
So that's another reason I have him at 15, because I'm feeling like, who else is with the Jags?
Yeah, the Jags offense took a hit on their wide receivers this year.
And I think Lewis... I'm blanking on his first name, but he used to be the tight end there, and he looked pretty decent. He got some targets by Blake, so that's why I'm thinking younger Safarian Jenkins. He's a good tight end. He's just had some off field issues, and I think he's finding his groove now.
Yeah, and like before, with the Jets, and he was with the Bucks too. Jets, who do they have as a quarterback? And when he played for the Buccaneers, who did the Buccaneers have for a quarterback?
That was probably when Jameis was just getting in. But that was roughly when I think his legal problems were starting to begin. Early in his career. Hooper. He just makes mine.
Hooper, yeah, he's 16 for me. He can't throw to Julio Jones every time.
It's one of those backup guys.
Yeah, he's definitely not a guy I'm going to go out there and snipe in the first 8-9 rounds or whenever the tight ends go, but I'm not going to go in, oh, Hooper's my guy, Hooper's my guy. But he's got Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's an experienced quarterback. He doesn't shy away. He's not going to turn away from his look for one guy, like a young quarterback. Okay, that's my primary guy. I'm going to look for him every time. Matt Ryan's got that field vision that he's going to be looking for everybody.
This is how we'll go off the first kind of first four games for the Falcons last year with Austin Hooper. First game, 18 points. Next game, 0. Next game, 0. Then 5. And then you kind of look at the other games. He had a 4 game against Miami, 0 against New England, 10 Jets, 3, 10, 0, 3, 2, 2, 1, 1, 3. So he
looks surefire up the start, and then everybody's picking him up. But, and then just down the drain he goes.
I'm thinking new system. Everyone struggled in that new offensive system, I think.
Well, you could definitely tell with a guy like Julio Jones. Yeah. 3 touchdowns in the new system.
So I'm kind of hoping he kind of finds at least something. And another guy that I feel like he would have been high on my list, but due to injury, is I had his name and just blanked. Plays for the Chargers. Oh my god, I can't believe I just blanked at this. My dad's a huge fan of him.
Chargers,
yep. Holy. He tore his ACL.
Did he play for the Chargers last year?
Yep. Young guy.
Oh.
Not who?
Hunter Henry.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. That's another guy.
Yeah.
His injury death is a huge loss.
Hunter Henry didn't even make my list.
But if healthy, I'd put him up close to that 11-13.
Yeah, I don't know. Gotta stay healthy for me. But, you know, on a side note of saying that, I have number 20, Vernon Davis, a guy that can't really stay healthy, but
at least the guy in front of him can't stay healthy.
Yeah, so if Jordan Reed can't stay healthy, then Vernon Davis is going to get a lot of touches, I think.
Yeah. Especially with Alex Smith, and it's proven that Alex Smith
likes his tight ends.
Unless it was just the system getting Kelsey open, maybe it is Smith liking tight ends, throwing them. But also, Vernon Davis and Alex Smith have that 49er connection.
Yeah, they've played together, so they're going to know each other's where they want to go and how they want to get there.
Yeah, it might be shaking some dusting off. Dusting that connection off a bit, trying to get that back together. Benjamin Watson.
I have him at 19.
Coming back to the New Orleans Saints.
Why he made my list is because, just like we talked about, Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham, new era, Drew Brees, Watson.
He's played for the Saints a while ago, but he's getting older. But who else is around him? That's what I'm thinking.
Really, the way I kind of see it for the passing game for the Saints.
Yeah.
They've got Michael Thomas, and then who's behind Michael Thomas?
Signed a guy from the Bears, something M. But his first year when he looked good, but tore his ACL, so kind of wait and see. But the for sure is, yes, Michael Thomas. They lost Willie Snead. So, yeah, Benjamin Watson. I don't think he'll be another guy. I think he'll be a guy that sits on free agency and every once in a while kind of take a peek at his stats. See if he's being consistent, even if it's like 8 points.
Yeah, you know, eight points can win your or lose your fantasy.
Yeah.
Depends who you're playing that week. And like I say, maybe you pick him up for those weeks that he's playing a weaker secondary.
Yep.
A weaker linebacker. Maybe you're picking up from those weeks. And like you said, you don't have to tell anybody. Just keep it quiet. Yep. Just kind of look at his stats every once in a while. And if you go through there and he's averaging like 8, 10, 12 points, like maybe just pick him up and then he has a big week for you and everybody's like, oh, I neglected him for all those weeks.
Eric Ebron, 12 for me, I feel like.
He's in my top 10.
Top 10 for you.
Yeah.
Quick kind of little talk about him. Didn't really do much in Detroit, but I think Detroit didn't want him there. I don't think he just fit well in there. So, coming into the Colts, I can see if T.Y. Hilton isn't open and Luck is healthy, not even Luck, if Brissett is playing, I think he'll even throw it to Ebron. He's one of those guys.
First option, T.Y. Second option,
Ebron. Yeah. Looking at our list, anyone else you want to kind of...
I'm ready to move to 10-1.
10-1. This is when we start... Okay, we can name 10 tight ends.
Oh, yeah. Here. I can name 10 tight ends there.
Want me to start?
Sure.
Number 10, Cook. Plays for Oakland. 9, Olsen. 8, Reed. 7, Rudolph. 6, Walker. 5, Graham. 4, Ingram. 3, Ertz. 2, Kelsey. 1, Gronk.
So mine is 10, Ingram. 9, Reed. 8, Walker. 7, Ebron. 6, Graham. 5, Rudolph. 4, Greg Olsen. 3, Zach Ertz. 2, Gronk. And 1, Kelsey.
Want to start off at 1?
Yeah, sure. My argument isn't the best, but I just think that Kelsey can stay more healthy than Gronk can. And Gronk this year, he at the start of the year, was he going to quit? Was he going to retire?
I think it was one of those, like, just, you know what? Just kind of lucking. See how his body's feeling. Because playing that much football at what Gronk is, Gronk's a, he'll take hits.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to be the guy that runs out of bounds.
So I'm thinking, you know, that whole spiel is just sitting back. Just kind of relax, and like, you just lost the Super Bowl. You're kind of banged up, and you're thinking, man, how much do I have left? And then you kind of realize, you know what? I still got plenty. And then, like, what I've heard, he's ready to go. He's in. He's locked in. My big thing is, yeah, Gronk is injury prone, but when Gronk is healthy, I'm sorry, Kelsey and Gronk, there's a gap. Gronk separates himself beyond all the tight ends.
Yeah, Gronk, he is pretty dominant when he's healthy, but Kelsey, it's the same, but Kelsey is just like my kind of tight end, speed guy, get to those out routes really quick. And last year I had him in fantasy, he won me. Not only just Todd Gurley, but those guys were top point guys. Like, Kelsey was getting 15, 16 points a game. Like, he was averaging killer points for me.
Okay. The only time Gronk didn't average double digit points for fantasy football is 4.
Will he average that this year with having Julian Edelman back?
Julian Edelman's out for the first 4 games. Yeah, but 4 or 3?
I think it's 4.
4?
After the first 4 games, when he gets his stud receiver back, hot coming off, he wants to play.
Except he's coming off an ACL tear. And that's a big thing. For Julian Edelman, that's huge. Because he's not the fastest guy. He makes his money, and the reason why he's so good is because of his route running ability. He can make that cut. He can do that. And if that knee's not healthy.
Yeah, it's true. So, a guy like Kyle Rudolph, why do you have him so high on your top 10?
Like, at 7?
I have him at 5. I just think that new quarterback, he's coming in hot. He wants to play. I think he's going to get awesome points this year.
Okay, Rudolph, yeah, Kirk Cousins likes to throw to his tight ends. He had Reed. Aaron Rodgers, they've got their wide receiver in Adams, and then it's Jimmy Graham after that. And that's why I'm kind of looking at Jimmy Graham, and what I'm hoping to see out of Jimmy Graham is the New Orleans Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, because we definitely didn't see that in Seattle.
They wanted him to run block. They wanted to see Jimmy Graham, the tight end. And I think him going to Green Bay, we're going to see Jimmy Graham, the receiver. Yeah, man that will line up out wide and take two routes out there, not just at the tight end, close to the offensive line.
So, Delanie Walker, what do you have him on your list?
6.
See, I have him at 8. You know, he's old. He's old, man.
Old, but he's still doing it.
He's old, though. He's just... I like the old guys, but, like... I don't even... He was bouncing around for my 8, 9, 10, 11 spot. I didn't even know if he was going to make my top 10 or not. Just old.
I could get burnt by that, but Rudolph, my big question is, you do have Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs on the outside.
Yeah.
Plus a healthy running back and Cook coming back. So there's a lot of weapons there, so I'm not too sure like how he's going to get the ball. Reed's below because injury. The man can never stay healthy. Olsen's low on me because coming off an injury. And then 10, Cook, it's Jared Cook. What's Oakland's plan?
See, when you just said about Kyle Rudolph with the weapons they got, Oakland's got some pretty good weapons this year.
I know you are high on Jordy Nelson. You truly are.
Jordy Nelson is still good. He still is.
I think Aaron Rodgers helped him be good too, though.
I think he can be a number two guy. I don't think he's got a number one spot anymore, but I definitely think he's a number two anywhere else. It's kind of like the way I feel with Larry Fitzgerald. He's a number two anywhere else, but he's definitely not the number one for somebody's team.
So, Ertz. Ertz slid in.
Ertz is 3, yeah. 3. When I first started my list, I actually had Ertz and Rudolph switched. I had Rudolph at 3 and Ertz at 5. But then I thought, like, again, they got some weapons, healthy running back, new quarterback. Zach Ertz is playing with the same team he did last year.
Yeah, that offense.
They really didn't even switch their offense. Yeah. They're going to get their quarterback back, but he played with that with Wentz all year until he had to switch up and play with Foles. But either quarterback, he was making big plays.
Yeah.
He clutched the Super Bowl for them in a spotty catch at the end. Could be argued if it was a touchdown or not.
I'm just going to pull up Ertz stats. See what we're dealing with here. Yeah, he was quite consistent. His lowest was week 13, 2 points. Well, he had 0 against Dallas. Then he had 2. Then 8-2. But it's one of those things. When did Carson go down?
I thought he played to the end of the season.
I thought he went down sometime, kind of, not the last 4 games or something. Like, I thought...
So, like, week 12-ish, week 13.
Yeah, around there, I think. But, like, looking at it, he 9 points, 8 points.
But if you're
points.
Saying from week 13 to the end until playoffs, maybe when Foles was coming in, he wasn't quite comfortable.
Yeah,
he didn't know what Ertz was all about.
That's what I'm saying.
He was just looking for hand the ball off. Oh, there's Alshon. Oh, hand the ball. Oh, there's Alshon.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and I definitely see the connection that he had with Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, he started off the year, the first 8 games of the season, the lowest he had was 8. And the highest he had was 14. As a tight end, if you're averaging that,
oh yeah, you're doing pretty good as your number one guy.
Yeah, and you're not. Tight end is not a position where you're expecting huge numbers.
Yeah, you're not expecting a 25, 30 point week. If you can average anywhere from 8 to 14 to 16 points from your first guy, and then your second guy's averaging anywhere from 8 to 12, 6 to 12, like, you're getting 20 to 25 points off just your tight ends.
Yeah. Evan Engram, I have him at 4.
I'm at 10.
Young guy.
Odell's coming off an injury. I think that he's going to want to come off hot. He's going to be like, Eli, pass me the ball. I got to show everybody that I still got what I got, and I'm the number two guy in this league.
The Vikings offensive coordinator, I believe he was the offensive coordinator for the Vikings. It's now the head coach for the Giants. And just looking at Kyle Rudolph's year last year, it was good. He had a good year. So I'm thinking Ingram's going to have that type of year. And I have Ingram higher than Rudolph due to Ingram is a much more explosive athlete than Kyle Rudolph.
Oh, yeah, he's a lot faster.
A lot. So that's why I'm thinking, Kyle Rudolph could have caught that, 5-yard slant and got the 5 yards. But I'm thinking if Ingram does, he'll be able to take the top off. Because he is an explosive athlete.
And again, Eli Manning, experienced quarterback. He's not just going to forget about his tight end.
Yep. And coming into the league that we are in right now, tight ends, if you have a good one, they dominate the game.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Just look at what the Patriots have done with Gronk, Kelsey, when healthy, and even Tyler Eifert when he was healthy. I remember Tyler Eifert. It was who was better, Eifert or Kelsey? Eifert or Kelsey. And then Eifert got the injury bugs, and then out of nowhere, that Bengals offense started to fall apart, and now he's kind of just forgotten. He's a good tight end, just bet on if he's healthy or not.
Yeah.
Reed, we kind of glanced. I think he could possibly have a good year if
healthy. Got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
So, just on a side note off of tight ends, I just want to touch on this. I don't know if you know about it, but former cornerback Brandon Browner charged with attempted murder.
Great.
right here, I got it pulled up here. And he was charged with attempted murder and 3 felonies after he allegedly assaulted a woman during his home break at California on Sunday.
This Sunday?
Last Sunday.
Whew. Well, he doesn't have a job anywhere. I don't think he does.
The guy's going to jail. The guy's literally going to jail.
I really don't know.
Guy wins a couple Super Bowls, and then he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go kill somebody. We're not all Ray Lewis here.
Oh, don't even lie. We both are fans of Ray Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Ray Lewis is sweet, but he killed somebody.
Looking at this tight ends.
Let's do our regular thing here. The top 3 guys are gone. Who's your guys? Who 2 guys are you taking?
I want to go with, I think Ingram. Ingram or Graham is my guys. And then 11 to 20. I'd take a flyer on Eric Ebron. Because he's a good tight end.
Oh, just yeah.
Some reason he just didn't fit in with Detroit.
If it happens to slip in and fit in with the new system that he's in, he might be a killer target.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm going with, I'm probably either going with, like you say, Jimmy Graham or Kyle Rudolph.
That's what I was thinking you were going
to
say.
And then from 11 to 20, this is more my backup guy. I'm either going, I have Jared Cook at 13 or Jesse James.
Another one that was kind of, I was like, I like Ebron. Severus Jenkins.
He might be a wild card guy. He might be another guy like Benjamin Watson.
Yeah, you just kind of...
That you're just kind of... Okay, yeah, he had a good week this week. Okay, maybe he didn't have a good week this week. Oh, 3 weeks in a row. He's got 10 points, 12 points. Maybe I might just pick him up and see if he can get me 12 or 14 points.
Yep. So, quick kind of... If Gronk isn't number one, who are you thinking?
Ertz or Kelsey.
Ertz or Kelsey. One guy on our board that you feel like other guys in our league may value a little more.
Just because of his name and don't really follow the league as much. I'm thinking a guy like Greg Olsen, a guy like Walker, and a guy like Jimmy Graham.
Okay. And one guy that is quietly down here, but you'd look at, hey, I'd pick him.
I think Eric Ebron.
Eric Ebron?
I think that he's that guy, new system. I think that this might be easier. This might be a 12-14 average year.
Yeah, yeah. Feeling like we've touched everything?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Well, this is our last episode of our fantasy football rankings. I feel like, overall, successful. Definitely, defense and kickers were tough.
Defense and kickers were a tough subject. Tight ends were a tough subject.
But overall, I enjoyed my fun.
I enjoyed it too.
And just a quick kind of, we're thinking we're going to cover more kind of a preview, right?
Yeah, we're going to preview the teams coming into this year.
So each episode would be the AFC North. We cover that team, talk about what we liked, what they did free agency, what we made.
Yeah, we're trying to get more into different stuff. If people aren't really big into fantasy, but they're big into the NFL, that's the thing that we're going to try. If you got other suggestions, for sure tweet at us for it.
Yep. And make sure, follow us on YouTube if you just find it easier to keep up with us. The channel's up and running. We have our running back rankings up there, and we will also be posting future episodes. And thank you for listening to The Sideline. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette.
And I'm your co-host, Morgan Mance.
Have a good one.